J Street Books and Harper Audio present Heartbreak is the National Anthem. How Taylor Swift Reinvented Pop Music by Rob Sheffield. This is the author. The Time of My Life, for Sarah, Long Live. Sydney, Tim McGraw. Allison, Right Where You Left Me. Charlie, Enchanted. Matthew, Champagne Problems. Jackie, White Horse. David, Clean. And Maggie, Nothing New. Is it romantic how all my elegies eulogize me? Taylor Swift, The Lakes. Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, a very fast timeline. 1989. Taylor Allison Swift is born in Pennsylvania on December 13. She grows up on a Christmas tree farm, absurdly on brand right from the start. 1992. Younger brother Austin is born to mother Andrea and father Scott. 2004. The Swift family moves to just outside of Nashville so Taylor can pursue country music. At 14, she signs her first professional songwriting deal with Sony ATV. 2005. Taylor plays a gig at Nashville's Bluebird Cafe singing her original tunes. The first tune she plays is Writing Songs About You. She signs her first record deal with new label Big Machine. 2006. She makes her self-titled debut album with producer Nathan Chapman during her freshman year of high school, writes or co-writes all 11 tracks. Her first single, Tim McGraw, a song she began in math class, reaches number 6 on the Billboard country charts, number 40 on the pop chart. 2006-2007, on tour as opening act for George Strait, Brad Paisley, Rascal Flatts, Faith Hill, and Tim McGraw. Yes. She plays Tim McGraw. Sings George Michael's Last Christmas on her Holiday collection. Our Song and Teardrops on My Guitar become pop crossover hits. 2008. Her Beautiful Eyes EP appears in March. Drops her second album, Fearless, in October. The hits include 15, You Belong With Me, and Love Story. 2009. Her first headlining tour for Fearless. She plays herself in Hannah Montana, the movie, with Miley Cyrus. At the MTV Video Music Awards in September, she gets interrupted by famous rapper Kanye West, who literally takes the mic out of her hand. Beyoncé wins Video of the Year and brings Taylor on stage. She hosts Saturday Night Live in November with her monologue song. The media talks about her boyfriends. 2010. Fearless wins the Grammy for Album of the Year. She appears in Valentine's Day, her first time acting in a movie. She releases Speak Now, the first and last time she writes all the songs solo. The hits include Mine, Mean, and Back to December. Everybody agrees there's no way she will ever top it. The media talks about her boyfriends. 2011, the Speak Now tour. Surprise guests join her for duets. Nicki Minaj, Usher, Hayley Williams of Paramore, T.I., Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Closes the tour with James Taylor, quoting her mom to the crowd, "You were kinda named after him." She adopts her first cat, Meredith. 2012. Taylor releases Red. The hits include We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, I Knew You Were Trouble, and 22. Everybody agrees there's no way she will ever top it. The media talks about her boyfriends. 2013. The Red Tour. Taylor plays the Grammy Awards doing All Too Well. A male country music DJ in Denver gropes her backstage during a photo, then later sues her for talking about it. She buys a house in Rhode Island, formerly belonging to infamous heiress Rebecca Harkness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?